That was kind of nice. That's Taj Mahal. Great artist. Scratch, scratch, scratch like a rooster.
Yeah, he's got a lot of flavor to it, a lot of attitude. And one of the beautiful things about listening to that man live is just like his repertoire. He can put on so many different types of sounds. I mean, we were talking during the break about how he managed to, you were saying, play a blues on a banjo.
Yeah, that was, he did that afternoon we played.
Yeah. I mean, to be able to have that kind of a talent available to us is amazing. One of my other favorite musicians that actually is from town here, big shout out to my boy Douglas Watson.
Yep.
By far one of my favorite live musicians to dance to. He's here in town, and if you ever manage to hear that man play, it is worth going to, for sure.
He's got the voice, a velvet voice.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't know if you know this, he's actually got a whole blues in Jamaica thing going on where...
Oh, yeah, him, that's a cruise or something, a holiday cruise.
Well, it's a week down in at a... four-star resort in Jamaica, all-inclusive, and it includes a flight, the room, him, and four other bands, and they're going to be playing, and you can dance out on the beach, and yeah, I got to tell you, for January, that's sounding mighty tempting.
Yeah, well, that's true, and I don't think it's too unreasonably priced, and I know I've got the flyer at home, but I think that's good to mention that. There's so much. We should probably do some announcements in here at some point.
Yeah, why don't we do them now?
I think that would be a good idea. So Dave Trina has very kindly put together announcements for tonight, and I'm going to just kind of whip through them, and I will whip through them, and hopefully, Sean, some of these will be interest to you there. Live jazz nights continue at Hepcat Hoppers, and starting September 3rd, a slight rate increase. Looking forward to two new bands for the fall, Jason White, and the second one will be a duo of Alicia Brillinger and Tyler Yarema. Now, they were here before, and, Alicia Brillinger, great vocalist, born and raised in this area, and has had a good start to her recording career with a contract in the States, and now back here. And Tyler Yarema, wow, I can remember seeing him going to Dover Court dances years ago and thinking that he was just the best keyboardist I've ever heard for a long time. That'll be a real killer combo, in my opinion. I regret not having heard them before when they were in town.
And I mean, how can you complain about having live music every single Monday?
Well, I don't think they're going to do it every single Monday. It's all going to be, I think, well, I shouldn't speak for what Hepcat wants to do, but they have been almost like alternate Mondays in the last little while. So,
well, that's still a good opportunity.
It's an excellent opportunity. Weekly classes start on the week of September 17th, and I think you've probably got some in that, plus the blues.
Yeah, starting that Friday, we're going to have West Coast Swing Level 3 at 7 o'clock and Level 1 at 8 o'clock. So.
I think I have probably a better list of that here somewhere. Movie nights will be back. That's usually on Sunday nights at the Hepcat Hoppers, and they played a couple already, I think. I haven't been out myself, but I think, Hell's a Poppin' be the one to obviously play, which is one of the beginning Lindy Hop type ones. And for some reason today, I thought I'd go online and check out this movie called Swing Kids. And I couldn't believe that was
classic.
1993. I can't believe it's that far back, but that, I think a lot of people would look back and say that was really some of the kind of music and the first introduction of Lindy to today's people, to today's generation.
It's
of course, 93, that's 10 years ago now, right?
Getting on towards 20 years.
Oh, my word. So, but that's still, for the music, they had taken classic Lindy Hop tunes and Hollywood them a bit to make them fit the movie, and that's still a good movie to see once in a while. Tonight's Swing Jazz and Blues Show is episode 60, and next week is David Trin, and he'll host episode 61. The community is still looking for help. We need to have people help where we can, and we are looking at this time for weekly swing dance instructors, leads, and we're also looking for a West Coast swing dance coordinator for dances and online promotion in October. Holy smokes, Sean, here's a birthday. Would you know this person, Mimi Hollinger Jensen?
Sunday, yeah, October, I August 26th. I think I might know her.
Happy birthday, Mimi.
There you go. Turning quarter century and enjoying every bit of it.
Holy smokes, a quarter century. Wow, those were the days.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Ago, it's scaring me. Swing Jazz, our show here, Swing and Blues Radio Show, needs help selecting music for two shows in September. If you enjoy the music and have time to help categorize and select music, speak to Dave Trin. I just want to thank Jeff Benoit and Kristen O'Neill for teaching the introductory Lindy Hop class last week. And this Monday coming up is going to be a Blacklight Blues.
Now that's a night you don't want to miss.
The introductory lesson is by Jeff Benoit and Julianne Daroche. And wear something white for that Blacklight night. Here's how. Here we go. Casablanca will be shown on Sunday, September 9th at 8:30, a Sunday night. Some stuff that's coming up. Rhythm Shuffle in Buffalo, New York, September 14th to 15th. Two top Lindy instructors, Nick Williams and Sylvia Sykes. Holy smokes, you can fill in a ballot each Monday night. A draw will be made on September 3rd, and you can get a free pass to this workshop. That's a value of $110. www.rhythmshuffle.com. Matt Weindinger is actually going to be out on the Monday with the Blacklight Blues, and of course, I mentioned more, Jeff Benoit and Juliana teaching. Dancing in the Park continues on Tuesday nights. Silver Lake Waterloo, Dancing on the Boardwalk. This is hosted by Swing UW-Waterloo, who are also have on tonight, and probably close to be finishing is the Frat Burger Dance. Jazz Room, I haven't kept up with them. I think they are probably, this will be their second season at the Hoother Hotel. The Dixieland Jazz Club, their first show is September 8th, and it will be the Ragweed Jazz Band, and they have moved from the Lancaster to the Royal Canadian Legion. Here's one you mentioned, Sean, the West Coast Swing Dance Party, that's Saturday, September 8th, 8 to midnight at Hepcats. Introduction.
Another dance you don't want to miss.
Uh-huh. And do you think you guys be having that meal ahead of time again, or how that's...
We invite people to get together if they would like to and have a meal together. If you're interested in doing that, please let me know by Facebook or email.
Okay.
And we'll see if we can get people together, have a little bit to eat and socialize and
that's always nice, too, because, sometimes it's a bit noisy, the dance, you want to talk to people, but if you have a meal ahead of time, it's a good chance to do that more.
It also creates that community feel where you get to know somebody off of the dance floor. Who would have thought that might be nice?
Nationally, the Swing Toronto Saturday Night Swing Dance Party is at Dover Courthouse, and that's every Saturday night in Toronto at the 805 Dover Court in Toronto. Swing dance lessons from 7 to 9. So Rhythm Ramble is also September 14th to 16th. Just another great collection of instructors, and these guys will be in Toronto. And there's two great teaching situations in the same weekend within an hour's drive of our location here in Waterloo. A little bit of other town stuff for fun if you want to do. There's Victoria Lindy Exchange, October 26th in British Columbia, the Montreal Rhythm Break, Collegiate Chag, November 16th, Yuval Hood, Aerials and Fast Lindy Workshops in January 12th to 13th in 2013, a little ways off, but boy, for those inclined, this is one of the guys that really knows how to do it. Internationally is the Clone Lindy Exchange, August 30th. Swing Up New Hampshire is going to be in like 2 days, right? August 30th. No, a little bit longer than that, a week. There's a great time, folks, and you've heard in this show many times people talking about Swing Up New Hampshire and how much fun it's been. Really international traveling, if you like, the Jeju Swing Camp in Korea is September 7th to 9th. Cleveland Lindy and Blues Exchange, September 21st to 22nd, 21st to 23rd, excuse me. Also Osaka Lindy Exchange, Osaka, Japan, October 5th to 7th. Munich in October, the 26th to 28th. Oh, look at this. This is kind of neat to see. The instructors include Nicholas Prost and Sandrine Gressier. And they were here for a short time. Nicholas was here on a work program, and we had him in our community for a while as a social dancer. And before they left, his significant other, Sandrine, they put on a couple of workshops real quick, and it was very nice.
That was a good time. Actually, if I can interject and talk about one West Coast event that's coming up.
Sure.
For anybody that's into the West Coast swing scene, we've got a huge dance going down in Buffalo called Swing Niagara. There's going to be a whole bunch of people in there going down from Toronto and surrounding areas. So if you need a car lift or you want to go out, please let us know. It'd be great to see more of a Canadian content there.
Yeah, that's great. That'd be fun. I'm glad you mentioned that. And I know I've seen it before on Facebook when I was searching around there. I only had one more announcement to go, and this is another familiar name to people in Waterloo. This is Dominique Blouin, and she is teaching in the first Italian Balboa Festival on February 15th to 17th. What a great way to spend a bit of part of the winter over there in Italy. Oh my. So lots of familiar faces and lots to do. So that's our announcements now, folks, and thanks for listening in on that part. And Sean, got another song tuned up there for us?
Sure, let's go back to some nice old Canadian content. We're going to bring up some Colin James, play a song called Wavelength. I hope you guys enjoy this.
Okay, press the go button.
Hi, this is Sean Brown, and you are listening to the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
And this is your host, Jeff Steger, and that was our co-host tonight, Mr. Sean Brown. And we're talking West Coast swing, and we're a little bit of a flavor to it. It's the rhythm and blues type of...
Yeah, it's the rhythm and blues sound show. Yeah, so throwing in a little bit of rock here and there, but really kind of exploring that whole rhythm and blues type of sound, that earthy guitar and the throaty type of music.
And so, that was Colin James you played there?
Yeah, Colin James Wavelength.
Okay.
So Colin James has a bunch of fantastic swing tunes, both Lindy Hop and West Coast swing. He definitely has a lot of East Coast and West Coast to his repertoire, though I have seen people do Lindy to him. So.
Yeah, well, a lot of his stuff's really fast. I've probably got about 20 of his tunes in my player here. And, boy, some of them really roll right along, but he's got some I really like. Boy, it's one that I've been mind playing tonight sometime is You're the Boss. I'm not sure if he does that version or not, but I love that song.
You know, I actually met the man at one point. He was signing CDs at a local HMV, and I bought his CD. I got him to sign it, chatted with him, told him I did swing dancing.
Yeah.
He went on and on about how much he loved the fact that when he played, people got up and actually danced to his tune. And I think that's one of the nice things is how many of the musicians absolutely love it when people are up and dancing, and they feel that they're really connecting with their audience. So
yeah.
Makes it kind of fun. So.
Okay. Well, I shouldn't be putting away here. I'm just trying to find that song. I'm not too sure if he does or not.
Well, I got another one queued up here if you want.
Yeah.
This lady is probably most known for rhythm and blues. You say her name, it gets an immediate reaction. Aretha Franklin. You can't replace her voice. She is such a unique sound and such a wonderful person to dance to. I hope you guys enjoy this tune, and let's enjoy.
Okay. Okay, that was Aretha Franklin, correct?
It sure was.
A lot of people have done that song, but that was a nice one. And that Lindy's Well. Sorry, that West Coast good.
Definitely. That's a classic West Coast.
You have to excuse me. I was liking to be about 11:30 at night, so I'm trying to thinking I should have brought a big honking coffee like you did there.
I didn't have a coffee. Thinking kills brain cells, but caffeine helps.
So we're folks, we're into probably the last half hour of the show, and DJ Camillo has come into the studio with another great hip hop show after from midnight on, and I want to say a big hello to Nat for his Pressure Drop show before we come on the air here on Thursday night. So Sean, I think we probably have time for a few more songs, but I'm just going to run some promo stuff here and some ads, and I get to play one of my favorite songs, and we'll be right back after that. And it's Jeff Steger and the Swing Jazz and Blues Show. My co-host is Sean Brown, and you're listening to a special edition of of Swing and Blues with West Coast Swing. And we'll talk to you in a bit.
When it comes to rockin' and natural finger popping, baby, you sure do swing.
And when it comes to rockin' and natural finger popping, daddy, you're the king.
Baby, you got me beat up and down, inside and out, and across.
Boss. Talking about dancing and down home romancing, daddy, you make me scream.
Talking about dancing and down home romancing, baby, you're the queen.
Man, when push comes to shove, when it comes down to love, you are hot.
But in the middle night when the moon is shining bright, you're the boss. You're the best of everything.
You're a peach.
You're so sweet.
You're a diamond.
You're the gem. You're the best of everything.
Daddy, you're my man.
Baby, you're my girl. Chili sauce.
Yeah, but in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining bright, baby, you the boss.
You're the boss.
You're the boss.
You're the boss.
You the boss.
Yes, you're the boss, baby.
You make the call.
Well, yes, I do, but
keep on running. You're running slower than you used to, but you're still the boss.
Get a little old, baby. Take it easy.
Getting
now.
Better looking every day.
Yeah, I know that.
B.
Yes, that's me.
The long Sabrina.
Hey, hey.
Whoa. Remember what I told you all them years I'd get you?
Yeah.
You slow down a little bit. Look out, I'm on close door. I'm closing in. I'm closing in. Come here, baby.
Give me a little time.
Woo. Brown and beautiful.
Yes, yes, that's me.
I didn't make my move too soon, did I?
Not yet, but just take it easy on me.
Is the thrill gone?
Not yet, baby.
Oh,
not
God,
yet.
Baby. Ah, baby, but you never treated me mean. That's why I keep coming back for more. Go back to the source, baby.
I hear you.
Oh, baby, they didn't name you BB for nothing. You paid the cost.
Yes, I do.
And I always come back to the boss.
Come on to me. Come on to me.
Baby, you the boss.
Yes.
Always was my home.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
You sure you named that bitch all right?
Yes, I did.
Should have been called Ruth. I know. Lucy.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Are your local food source for beef? We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Hi, this is Martin Hansen from Waterloo, and you're listening to the Sweet, Sweet Swing and Blues Show on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM.
We're back, folks. We're into the last half hour of our show tonight, and it's your host, Jeff Steger, and it's a Swing, Jazz, and Blues show, and a big shout-out to Jane out there in New Zealand. I see you're online and listening to our show, and it's so good to know that we can see hear you from this distance away, or know that you're on there. Jane's been an active member I've seen for many years, comes back for a visit once in a while. We're so glad to see her. and my co-host here, Sean Brown, he's given us a really good history of... that part of West Coast swing with his rhythm and blues. And so you didn't mind that selection I had there of B.B. King, You're the Boss?
Not at all. I've got to say that's a good tune. I want to get a copy of it off you. You put that on and I was all ready to pause it because I thought it was one of my tunes. It's such a perfect West Coast swing.
Yeah, I like that song. It's got not fast. I like a song that's got a bit more chance to move your body and catch that, tension and relaxation part of dance. I think.
It gives you a chance to play around with the movement.
Yeah. You got another one clued up there that you want to do?
Yeah,
there?
I got a good one here done by Wild Cherry. It's got a kind of nice, kind of playful sound to it. Many people would have heard it before. It's Play That Funky Music.
Oh, I love that song. Cool. Hey, we could have a whole disco set, you know. I got
yeah,
some really, that'd I
be
love
an interesting
stuff,
show to do
I hate
for
to
sure.
Admit it as the lady, but I love the disco stuff. Okay, press the go button, please. Thanks.
Lay down the boogie and play that.
That was a quick switch. What happened there?
Yeah, it's got a bit of a cutoff on that tune. I do apologize for that.
The next sound didn't sound too bad. It was pretty good. These aren't your keys here, are they?
Yeah, they would be, actually.
Okay, so I'm just kind of wondering what's doing over this bench here. DJ Camille is being very kind and saying, well, who's these? What's this about? So that was Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
By Wild Cherry. Yeah. It's always a good tune. Got a lot of fun and play to it, so...
Maybe we should have a knockdown, drag out Earth, Wind, and Fire session here to finish this off. We've got Boogie Nights here in September and all that stuff. But the genre is hustle or disco, same sort of thing. You thought that it was sort of coming back again? You wanted to...
Yeah, hustle is a form of dance that was originally done to disco music.
Yeah.
And it's a huge amount of fun. It's a really, really showy, like over-the-top style of dance.
Yeah.
Really kind of cheesy, corny, but a huge amount of fun to do.
Yeah.
And more people are getting back into it because it can be done to today's club music, and it's designed to be danced in a club. So you can go out with your friends to the bar and do a little bit of hustle and, you know, just kind of goof around, have a little playtime on the dance floor. So
yeah, like it's a couple dance, and so that's the thing. But I think a lot of people are interested in trying couple dancing, and that's hustle's a good one for the club scene.
Absolutely. And because it is done to that modern type of sound and can be done to your classic disco tune, I think it'd be a huge amount of fun to have a disco night here. I don't know that I have the full sound repertoire for it, but we might be able to find somebody.
I'm sure with all the DJs and instructors, we could probably hobble together a pretty good show someday if we really wanted to. What's the other thing we had to do? We want to go to the ballet. We want to go to ballet class, and we also want to have a disco night or a hustle night, right?
We're just full of ideas here tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just full anyway.
Yeah. Full of something.
Yeah. It's certainly not at this time of the hour a lot of awakeness, I tell you. Instead of a super duper coffee to come into this place at this time of night. But, So that's you've covered a wide range of music here, Sean. We start out with. Wilson Pickett and Mustang Sally, and now we're up to the disco. Have you had a nice progression of stuff so far? What would you like to play next?
Yeah, I thought I'd slow it down a little bit again, and I'd head over to some Brother Yusuf. A song called I Got the Blues, nice slow type of rhythm to it. I hope you guys have some fun with this one, too.
Okay.
One, two, three. Thank you.
loose is gonna set my soul free. Ooh, yes, it is. Oh, break it on down. Come on now. So good.
Please, baby, can't you see my mind's a-burning hell? Joe Hoffberg here. And you know what you're listening to? The Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. Don't go anywhere, because something awesome's about to come your way. Blues!
That's a fun ad, eh? And we just had... we just had some good blues songs there, huh?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's great. I love that clip. That's a good little sound bite to have in your repertoire.
Yeah. So
I tossed a little Melissa Etheridge in there for you. She's always a good bit of blues type of sound. And just such a classic West Coast. So much sound in there to drag out and to play with and have a bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So... And I think that's one of the nice things about blues is that big, earthy sound, that great big voice, and that kind of sound that can swing and be pulled, and you can play a lot with it, right?
Mm-hmm. So this is like rhythm and blues West Coast. How many different kinds would there be? There'd be rock and roll, there'd be hustle. Can you have hustle?
Well, not so much hustle. It tends to go more to your pop-type sound.
Yeah.
And then you've got your country and western. And in fact, in the country and western scene, where they're doing the two-step and Texas two and all that type of stuff, there's actually a version of West Coast swing that is danced in their competitions.
Okay.
Just like ballroom has a whole section of West Coast swing that looks slightly different than the West Coast swing circuit or competition is. So because the sounds vary so much, many of the different groups will actually have totally different and separate competitions in West Coast swing that's different. So, yeah, so you've got your country and western, your rhythm and blues, your pop type of sound. So there's a bunch of different types of ways that you can dance and interpret the music.
Yeah. Well, I know you're saying before, it's West Coast is the
Play-Doh.
I was going to say the Swiss knife.
Actually, I kind of like that, the Swiss Army knife. You can pull out a different gadget for any type of sound.
Yeah. So what's on your schedule for next little while in the West Coast? There's a dance coming up. You mentioned Swing Niagara. What should people be looking forward to and planning their schedules around in the West Coast scene the next month or so?
Well, in the next month or so, we've got the dance on September 8th. We've got our swing dance lessons starting up on the third week of September, and that's going to be a huge amount of fun. We got this growing scene happening here in town. And other than that, we just have the Swing Niagara coming up at the end of September. Looking forward past there, in October, if you're interested, there's a whole group of people headed out to Montreal. And they've got the world champion West Coast swing dancers coming out, Jordan Frisbee and Tatiana Molman. And on top of that, they're doing a whole... Balboa thing along as a sidetrack. So it's going to be a West Coast Swing Balboa weekend.
Oh, holy smokes.
Yeah, it's not a couple of mixture that you'd usually think of, but some of your top Balboa teachers are going to be out there, and that's going to be coming up in October.
Yeah.
And then in November, there's Swinging New England and Cash Bash out in Cleveland. So if you want to know anything about that or you have ideas for West Coast Swing dance or West Coast Swing show, please email me at brownbrowne.s@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Always interested in keeping in touch with people. So,
yeah, like, where else can people search on the? You got a Facebook page as well, right?
That I do indeed. We've got our West Coast group on Facebook. So if you'd like to check us out on there, just look up West Coast Waterloo West Coast Swing.
Yeah.
And that's our group there. We've got 120 members and growing strong.
Okay. And the last few dances you run, I've noticed lots of visitors coming in from other scenes, Brantford, Toronto, Hamilton.
Yeah, even got some people coming in from London, too. Mm-hmm. So the nice thing about it is we get a lot of support from out of town, just like we go out and support them.
Yeah.
So. In fact, there's the dance this Saturday down in Ancaster, so that would definitely be a dance worth checking out if you're free this Saturday. So I figure I might pick up the pace a little bit, kick off with a song from CeeLo Green, something a little bit faster, modern. I hope you guys have some fun with it, because don't want to forget you.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll stand up here. Yeah, the song ended and I was doing something else here. That's a good song, Sean. What? How do you want to describe that guy?
Well, CeeLo Green is kind of the modern version of rhythm and blues. Has a really great throaty sound to him. Has a great way to play with the music. So to me, as soon as I heard that, I was just like, I almost couldn't believe that it hadn't been done a few decades earlier. It just has that kind of a... sound back from that era in the 60s, 70s when they're playing with that kind of rock.
Yeah. We can squeeze in one more song real quick if you got a short one.
Yeah, well, we're just going to send it out on it. Going back to B.B. King, send it out on Bad Case of Love.
Boy, we played three of those tonight. Go ahead.
get no rest. Went to see a love doctor to get out of this mess. He took a look at me before he cast his spell. Shook his head, then began to yell. You got a bad case of love. Hey, a bad case of love. You got a bad case of love, boy. Your heart is filled with misery. I said, doctor, doctor, please do something for me. I feel like a man going to the third degree. Can't sleep at night, can't eat a bite. Since you've been gone, nothing ever goes right. I got a bad case of love. Got a bad case of love. I got a bad case of love. My heart is filled with misery.
Well, folks, that's our show for tonight, and that was B.B. King, and I just want to thank you all for listening in, and Sean, thanks for coming out. You covered a pile of music there. It's great.
It's a heck of a lot of fun. It's always a joy to be here with you, Jeff.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun, and if you keep up with the nice, you have West Coast music grouped into various genres and categories, it makes for a good show. Always nice to have guests come in once in a while if you're so inclined as well, and so this is episode 60. And this is a Swing, Jazz, and Blues show featuring West Coast Swing. And I want to thank Sean for coming out. Thanks, Sean. And hope you'll be back again. And well, we'll just fade out now, and we will make way for DJ Camillo. And it's a hip-hop show. Street hop. I'm sorry. I'm working on old software. This old wetware doesn't always work like it should, you know. So that's our show for tonight. And next week will be Dave Trin. And we'll see you then.
See you dancing.